来学习道理，互相勉励。
I give thanks to the grace of the Lord that we can gather to share the word of God as mutual encouragement.
按照我们查经的进度，应该是《列王记上》十五章。
According to our Bible study schedule, it's supposed to be 1 Kings chapter 15.
我们在最近查经当中啊，会谈到很多的列王。
And in our study, we will find many kings.
当然，有的好的王，有的不好的王。
Some of the kings are good, some are bad.
那这些圣经人物啊，好的可以做我们的学习的榜样。
And these good kings can become good examples for us.
但是有着失败的例子啊，就做我们的警惕。
And the examples of failures will become our warnings.
在十五章啊，一开始谈到罗伯安死了以后，他的儿子亚比央做王。
And in the beginning of 15, when Jeroboam died, his son succeeded him as the king.
他只有做王三年的时间。
And he only reigned for 3 years.
在这里讲到他是一个不好的王。
And talks about that he was a bad king.
这是亚比央啊，罗伯安的儿子。
And so this is the son of Jeroboam.
我们上个星期在从这个历代志下有看到，他虽然不是一个好的王。
And last week we have read that even though he wasn't a good king.
但是他在跟耶罗波安打仗的时候
，But as he was fighting with King Jeroboam,
他知道要求告神。
He knew that he need to pray to God.
神还是帮助他，让他得胜。
And God still helped him and allowed him to win.
这是圣经里面记载的亚比央的一个事迹。
So this is a record of King Abijah.
今天晚上我们重点就来看这个亚沙王。
But tonight we have to study King Asa.
亚沙继承这个亚比央做王。
So Asa succeeded King Abijah as a king.
在位的时间有41年。
And he was king for 41 years.
在列王当中算是时间相当久的。
Within the kings, he in fact reigned for quite some time.
同时间在北朝就经历了七个王。
At the same time, same period, in the northern kingdom, he went through 7 kings.
因为北朝一直都是现在最终，所以王朝就一直更换。
And since they continuously sin,therefore their kings continuously change.
我们看《列王记上》十五章的十一节。
If we turn to 1 Kings chapter 15 verse 11.
十五章十一节。
Chapter 15 verse 11.
亚沙夏娃他的主大卫行神眼中看为正的事。十二节。
Verse 12.
从国中除去娈童，又除去他列祖所造的一切偶像，并且贬了他祖母玛加太后的位，因为他造了可憎的偶像。
And 13.
是不是可以关掉？因为有点刺
耳。
OK， 谢谢。他把那个亚瑟拉偶像砍掉然后烧在吉伦西。十四节。
And verse 14.
只是秋坛还没有废弃，亚沙一生却向神存诚实的心。十五节。
Verse 15.
亚沙将他父亲所分别为圣，以自己所分别为圣的金银和器皿都奉到神的殿里。这里看到这个亚沙王圣经的评价是一个好王。
Here, according to the Bible recording, this king is a good king.
因为他效法大卫行神眼中看为正的事情。
Because he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, following his father David.
我们再看这个列王好不好都是用大卫做标准。
We see that the standard of measurement for the kings, whether they're a good king or evil king, they're all measured to David.
我们看到大卫虽然也不完全，他也曾经犯过错。
we know David wasn't perfect and he has committed mistakes.
但是他除了这个八十八的那一件事以外啊，其他说大都啊合神的心意。
So other than the incident of Beersheba, most of the events he is doing the right in the eyes of God.
那所以大卫在神来看啊是一个好的王。
Therefore, David, in the eyes of God, he was a good king.
那所以看一个王好不好啊，好不好啊，就用大卫啊来做比较。
Therefore, to judge whether a king is good or evil, they will all be compared to King David.
那我们知道说啊，大卫虽然不完全啊，但是要跟大卫一样的也不容易。
Even though David wasn't perfect, but to be like David is not easy.
结果北朝啊一比啊，没有一个好王。
So under the comparison in the Northern Kingdom, there is no one good king.
啊，南朝啊勉强有一半。
And in the Southern Kingdom, there is about half of them that are good.
啊，所以让我们知道说啊，要追求完全，让神看说你是一个啊好的人啊，也不容易哦。
So we see if we want to be viewed as a good person in the eyes of God.It is not an easy task.
那这个亚撒他做王以后啊就效法大卫所行的。
And Asa, as he became king, he followed what David did.
啊把偶像除掉。
He expelled and removed all of the idols.
啊把国中一些娈童啊就是他们在偶像崇拜当中啊啊一些啊供人犯罪淫乱的一些人啊来把他除掉。
And he expelled all of the shrine prostitutes.
啊，把那些偶像烧在吉伦西。
And he burned all of the idols in the near the creek.
那他的祖母啊，叫做马加太后。
And even his grandmother, Maka.
啊，这个是亚沙龙的孙女。
This is the granddaughter of Absalom.
那他造了很多偶像。
And she made many idols.
啊，也有一些女神叫做亚瑟拉。
And there's a female god by the name of Asherah.
啊，那是我们看到亚撒，虽然这是他的祖母啊，但是他不会因为亲情的关系啊，啊，就影响他啊，来追求那个正直的事情。
So even though this was his own grandmother, but he did not because that this is his own relative that he didn't care about what is right.
说他把他祖母所造的一些偶像啊，统统还是把他烧掉啊。
So all of the idols made by his grandmother, he burned them.
啊，并且贬到他祖母太后的位置，就是把他除掉他的那个太后的尊位啊。
And he also removed her from her place.
因为他做了偶像啊，啊让百姓啊跟着去拜，啊让人就离开神。
Because she had made all these idols and caused the people to depart from God.
啊，讲起来这个要这样做啊，真的不是很容易的事情。
To do this is not something easy to do.
十四节下面说啊，亚撒一生啊，向神存诚实的心。
And verse 14 says that Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord.
历代志下里面说啊，他立志寻求神啊，遵行神的律法跟诫命。
And in 2 Chronicles it says that he is determined to follow the law of God and to obey his decrees.
所以他有心啊，啊，向神存诚实的心，啊，立志敬畏神所神的诫命。
So he iscommitted to God and he followed the commandments of God.
十五节说啊，他把他的父亲跟他分别为圣的金银器皿啊，他就奉到神的殿里。
And verse 15 said that he offered the vessels that he himself and also his father deemed as honorable and he dedicated them to the temple.
啊，他把金银器皿啊他拿出来奉献给神啊，这是爱神的一种表现。
So to offer silver and gold, this is expression of loving the love for God.
啊，能够向神感恩。
To give thanks to God.
因为人的财宝在哪里啊，人的心就在哪里。
For wherever we store up our treasure, our heart will also be there.
所以让我们知道他的确是一个敬畏神的人。
So we see this is a person who really feared the Lord.
所以神就祝福他的国度安定。
Therefore God blesses his kingdom with peace.
我们看历代志下。
If we turn to 2 Chronicles
14 章
chapter 14.
历代志下14章
2 Chronicles chapter 14.
第一节
verse 1.
14章第一节
chapter 14 verse 1.
亚比亚与他列祖同睡，葬在大卫的城里，他的儿子亚撒接续他作王。亚撒年间国中太平十年。所以亚撒做王，因为他所神的诫命，所以让神让他太平十年。
And as Asa became king, since he feared the Lord, therefore, God granted him peace for 10 years.
看第六节
，verse 6，
又在犹大建造了几座坚固城，国中太平数年，没有战争，因为神是给他平安。哦，因为他敬畏神，神让他。平安十年当中都没有战争。
Since he feared the Lord, therefore within 10 years, God allowed him to rest and there was no war.
所以他可以在那个太平当中来从事建设。
So under peaceful time, he was able to build up his
建造了好几座坚固城。
And he built up many fortified cities.
他把这个神的恩典也告诉以色列民。
And with this kind of grace, he also told his own people.
让全民都能够纪念神的恩。
So that the entire people can remember the grace of God.
我们看14章第7节。
Chapter 14, verse 7.
他对犹太人说我们要建造这些城邑，视为竹墙、盖楼、安门、做栓，地还使我们。是因为寻求我们，寻求主我们的神。我们既然寻求他，他就是给我们世境平安，于是我们就可以建造城邑能够诸事亨通。所以亚撒因为得到神的帮助，所以他就告诉百姓，我们现在可以安定下来。
So as he received his help from God,He told the people that as we can enjoy this rest,
我们可以好好的建设
so that we may build,
我们很多的师徒我们都能够收回来
that there are many lands that belongs to us,
我们可以在当中来建造让我们能够繁树亨通
that we may build and prosper,
都是因为我们寻求神神来帮助我们
It is because we have sought after God and God has helped us,
所以让众人能够知道说我们现在能够太平没有战争能够这样强盛都是因为神的祝福。
It is, to tell the people that we can enjoy this peace, it is because God has blessed us.
这个当后来有一个古时王带着大军要跟他打仗。
Later on, the king of Cush came,with a great army, to fight him.
这对亚撒王来讲是一个相当大的考验。
And to King Asa, this is a great challenge.
因为古时人总共有100万的军队。
For they have over a million soldiers.
他们战车有300辆。
The enemies had a million soldiers and over 300, chariots.
还要来攻打犹大国。
And they're about to attack, the Judah, kingdom of Judah.
事实上犹大国加起来还不到一半的军队只有50万。
And they add up all of their soldiers and only have 500,000.
那亚撒就带着这些军队出去跟古实人跟他们迎战。
Therefore, he brought his army and went out to face the enemy.
虽然他们的军队少他们的国家力量比较薄弱。
And even though they have fewer people and they are weaker.
但是亚撒能够立志来寻求神。
But Asa was determined to seek after God.
所以神就帮助他们在征战当中以少胜多。
Therefore God helped them and they were able to win even though they're outnumbered.
我们看14章的11节。
Chapter 14 verse 1.
14章历代志下14章11节。
Chapter 14 verse 11.
亚撒就呼求神呼求主他的神说神唯有你能够帮助软弱的能够胜过强盛的主我们的神求你帮助我们因为我们仰赖你 啊，奉你的名来攻击这个大军。神啊，你是主啊，你是我们的神，不要容人来胜过你。十二节。
Verse 12。
所以神就让那个古实人啊败在亚沙跟犹太人的面前。啊，古实人就逃跑了。十三节。
13。
亚沙跟随他的军兵啊就追赶他们。啊，直到这个基拉尔古实人被杀的甚多啊，啊就不能够再强盛，因为败在神跟他的军兵的面前。犹太人呢、啊、就夺了许多的财物。好、哦。说在那个战争当中啊，亚沙就专心求告神。
So, during the battle, Asa seek after God.
说神啊，唯有你能够让那个软弱的人得胜的。
He prayed to the Lord, only you can help the power.
所以我们专心仰赖你，靠着你的名啊来跟敌人打仗。
Therefore, we rely on you, by your power, we fight with our enemy.
那、啊、最后他们这样一祈求啊，神就帮助他们打仗啊，啊胜了这个古实人。
As they pray, God helped them and they overcame the Cushites.
古实人啊，虽然有100万大军啊，结果他们就逃跑，犹太人就追了。
And though they have a vast army, but they fled,And the Israelites pursue after them.
后来犹太人啊，他们就得到了很多的财物，得到了牛羊肉驼啊，很多啊。
And so Judah was able to receive a great plunder.
因为神帮助他们呢、啊，啊就能够大大得胜。
Because God helped them, therefore they were able to become victorious.
啊，因为他能够依靠神呐、啊，啊得胜。
Because they can rely on God to win.
啊、所以神就感动一个先知啊，啊特别来鼓励啊这个亚沙王。
Therefore, God moved a prophet to encourage King Asa.
啊，一方面啊祝福他，一方面啊坚定他的信心。
On one hand to bless him, on the other to establish his faith.
我们看十五节
，Chapter Verse 15。
十五章的第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
啊，历代志下十五章第一节。
Second Chronicles 15, verse 1.
说神的灵就感动俄德的儿子亚撒利亚。第二节。
Verse 2.
他就出来迎接亚撒，对他说：“亚撒和犹大便利亚民众人啊，要听我说啊，因为你们如果顺从神，神就跟你们同在；你们如果寻求神，他就寻见。”你们如果离弃他，啊，他就离弃你们。第三节。
Verse 3。
说以色列人呐、啊，不信真神，没有信回的祭司，也没有律法，已经好久了。第四节。
Verse 4。
但他们在极难的时候啊，归向主以色列的神，寻求他，他就被他们寻见。好。跳过来看第七节。
十
五章第七节。
15 verse 7。
说现在你要刚强，不要手软，因为你们所行的必得赏赐。所以我们看到说亚沙所行的还能够得神喜悦。
And so we see what Asa have done, was pleasing to God.
啊，神不只是让他得胜。
Not only God gave him victory.
啊，来神来派先知啊，啊来给他鼓励。
God also sent a prophet to encourage him.
说我们如果能够寻求神，神就让你寻见，神就跟你同在，神就来帮助你。
That if we were to seek after God, God will allow us to find him and he will come and help us.
但是人如果离弃神啊，啊神就会被神把他离弃。
However, if one forsakes God, God will also forsake that person.
说以色列人啊，已经很久啊，不信神了。
Saying the Israelites, they have went away from God.
也不守神的律法。
They don't obey the law of God.
啊，也没有祭司来教导他们。
And they don't have any priest to teach them.
但是当他们呢、啊、回头，他们在极难当中啊，回头寻求神。
But as in their time of trouble, they turn, and they turn back to God.
啊，神就帮助他们啊，让他们得胜。
Then God will help them and allow them to be victorious.
啊，所以你们能够专心靠神，啊，神帮助你得胜了。
So if they can rely on God and God allow them to be victorious.
所以你们要继续保持刚强的心。
Therefore, you need to keep your strong faith.
啊，不要灰心啊。啊，这样继续靠神呢、啊，一定能够得到大赏赐。
Now do not give up, continue your work, and you will be rewarded.
啊，所以亚撒听了这个先知的勉励以后啊， 啊，他就把那个夺到的啊，战争夺到的那些城啊，啊，把当中的偶像啊，全部就把它除掉。
And so with this encouragement, he then went ahead and destroyed and removed all of the idols in all of the cities that he has plundered.
啊，在神的殿里面重新把那个神的祭坛呢、啊，啊，把它重新建造起来。
And in the temple of God, he rebuilt the altar of God.
啊，他也把得到的一些啊牛羊牲畜啊啊献给神。
He also offers some of the animals that he has plundered to God.
所以呢，他们所做的得神喜悦，啊，所以神就让很多北朝的人呐、啊，啊，他们也来归顺这个亚沙王。
And since what they have done pleased the Lord, therefore God turned many of the Israelites in the northern kingdom, to the southern kingdom.
所以亚沙就啊跟以色列百姓啊，他们就立定心意啊。啊、跟神立约，尽心尽性，要来寻求神。
And so he and the people of Israelites, they make a determination to be fully committed to God and obey God's word.
所以众人都能够欢呼啊，快乐，而且能够得到世界平安。
And so everyone was able to be very pleased, and their country was in peace.
所以到十五章十九节说啊，亚沙做王三十五年当中啊，啊都没有战争啊，啊都非常的和平。
Therefore, verse 19 says that there's no war until the 35th year of Asa's reign.
啊，这个十六章啊，历代志下十六章以后啊，就讲到亚沙的晚年。
And from chapter 16 and on describes the latter years of King
Asa. 啊，这发生了一些啊遗憾的事情。
Something regrettable happened.
啊，我们看到他35年呐、啊，做王35年当中啊，啊都能够倚靠神，所以神让他强盛，让他没有战争。
We see that in 35 years he was able to rely on God, and God allowed him to enjoy peace.
啊，可能因为啊太平太久了。
Probably because they enjoy peace for too long.
啊，结果他的信心啊，就慢慢的退步了。
His faith gradually decreased.
所以在那个安逸当中啊，就失掉了依靠神的心。
Therefore, in times of peace, they lost their heart to rely on God.
啊，所以当考验来的时候啊，啊，他就依靠人呐、啊，又忘记依靠神。
So when challenge come again.He only rely on men, but not God.
这是亚撒在晚年的时候啊，啊所发生的两件遗憾的事情。
So this is, there are two things that happen that's very regrettable in the latter year of King Asa.
在十六章里面谈到以色列王啊，巴沙要来攻打他。
And when the king of Israel,Baasa was about to come and attack him.
啊，所以建造了一个坚固城，叫做拉玛。
So they have a fortified city by the name of Lama.
啊，说不准人呐、啊、从这个犹大王亚撒那里出入。
And so they would not allow people to go to and or come from King Asa.
我们知道犹大王啊，他们是住在耶路撒冷。
We know, the king of Judah they dwell in Jerusalem.
啊，这个拉玛刚好是在耶路撒冷下来出口的地方大概八公里左右。
And Rama was a city that is only about 8 kilometers from Jerusalem.
啊，本来那里是啊啊南北交通的一个要道。
And it is a key city of
是在便雅悯的境内。
It is within the realm of the Benjamin.
啊，以色列王啊特别要把这个拉玛这个把它建造成为一个军事的据点。
And the king of Israel want to establish that city as a fortified city.
那真的，这个拉玛如果让它建造起来的话，以色列犹大国啊，它真的没有办法出入了。
And if Ramah was truly established, then the king of Judah will never be able to go back.
所以犹大国啊的安全啊，一定会受到很大的威胁。
Therefore, the safety of kingdom of Judah will be in jeopardy.
那所以亚撒在那时候啊，很着急。
So Asa, King Asa was quite anxious.
他这个就忘记了依靠神。
And forget to rely on God.
结果他用人的方法。
And using the method of man.
把圣殿里面跟王宫当中所有的金银啊，就拿出来派一个大臣送到 亚兰国那里去。
They took out all of the silver and gold vessels from temple and as a messenger to bring all these to King of Aram.
要亚兰王去攻打这个以色列国。
To request King of Aram to attack the kingdom of Israel.
真的这个亚兰王后来也真的就去攻打这个以色列。
And indeed, King of Aram went ahead and attacked Israel.
所以以色列王为了要应付征战，所以他就不再继续建造那个拉玛城。
And since he has to go fight in a battle, the king of Israel no longer tried to build up the city of Ramah.
亚沙王就派人叫那个犹大人说，全部的人通通到拉玛去，把那个建筑城的石头木头通通搬走搬到别的地方去。
And so he commanded many people to go to city of Ramah and remove all of the building material to other places.
虽然他这一次借着钱财跟那个亚兰王立约叫他来帮助他。
Even though through possession, through material, and also alliance with King Aram to help him.
在军事上好像暂时解除了一个危机。
In terms of political danger, he solved a conflict was
a. 让这个以色列王不再继续攻打他。
So that the kingdom of Israel cannot attack him.
但是因为他是靠人，不晓得靠神所以神不喜悦。
But because it rely on human means, but not the ways of God, so God wasn't pleased.
神就派了一个先知来见他。
God sent a prophet to him.
他说你不晓得依靠神依靠人所以神要让你将来落到很多的征战当中。
To tell him that if you only know how to rely on men, but not God, in the future you will fall into many battles.
因为你忘记了古时候这个古时人那么大的军队来，神都帮助你得胜。
For you have forgotten the Cushites, when they came with such a vast army, God have allowed you and helped you to win.
因为神在天上监察地上的人。
Because God is looking upon the people on earth.
说要显大能来帮助那些心里存诚实的人。
And God will,show and use his power to show those who fear him.
16章第9节这一句是很好的话。
And chapter 16 verse 9, this is a very good verse.
他说你却只晓得依靠人不晓得依靠神所以你做的实在是很愚昧的事情。
And you have done foolishly, turning away from God.
所以神要让你有很多的征战让你失掉了太平。
And therefore, God will cause you to be engaged in war and you will lose peace.
结果那个时候亚沙一听就恼怒就叫人把那个先知就把他抓起来把他关起来。
As Asa hear this, he became angry and he put a seer in prison.
虽然受到神派的先知的责备不晓得悔改。
Though he was chastised by the prophet of God, he did not know.
还把先知关在监里面。
He did not repent and he imprisoned that person.
后来又虐待了一些百姓。
And he also mistreated his own people.
经过了两年以后。
After 2 years.
结果他自己脚上有病。
He got some sort of illness on his foot.
说那个时候他已经不晓得求告神主求告医生。
So at that time, he no longer prayed to God. He only seek after.
后来神就让他死掉了。
And later on, God let him die.
这是亚沙。晚年非常遗憾的事情。
So this is something quite unfortunate, in the latter years of.
我们看到他一生做王41年。
We see that he reigned as king for 41 years.
从第一年到35年都是很敬畏神
From the first year to the 35th year, he feared the Lord.
但是到了第36年以后他的信心就失败了。
However, from the 36th year and on, his faith, collapse.
所以我们看到说他一生7/8的时间都很敬畏神。
So we see that, 7/8 of his, lifetime, he feared the Lord.
最后的1/8信心堕落了离开神了。
However, the last 1/8, he collapsed and he, departed from God.
很可能因为安逸太久了 所以信仰上就退步了。
It is probably due to the peace that he enjoyed, his faith has declined.
最后依靠神人不晓得依靠神。
So at the end, he only know to rely upon.
还虐待神的百姓囚禁神的先知。
And he even oppressed his own people and imprisoned the prophet of God.
留下来一个相当大的遗憾。
This is such an unfortunate thing.
我们中国人有一句话说，我们走100里的路其实走到90里才算一半。
There's a saying, if we were to walk 100 miles, walking the 90 miles, in fact, we only walk half of the journey.
因为越到最后的路程是越艰难。
For the end of the journey, it would be the most difficult journey.
有吗？说事情的结局强过事情的起头。
We know the end of a person is stronger than that of its beginning.
怎样能够行完整个信仰的旅途一直走到终点这才是最重要的。
How do we finish our entire journey of faith until the very end? That is the most important.
彼得曾经问主耶稣说我们都背下所有来跟随你呢。
And Peter asked Jesus that we have forsaken everything to follow you.
我们将来能够得到什么？
What will we receive?
主耶稣说今生得百倍，来世得永生。
Jesus told him in his life, you shall reap 100-fold, and in the life to come, eternal life.
那主耶稣又加上一句话。
And on top of that, Jesus said,
说你们要谨慎因为在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
Now you need to be careful, for those who are ahead will be behind, and those who are behind will go ahead.
所以有的人信仰一开始非常好。
So some people in the beginning, their faith is really good.
但是很可惜没有办法走到终点。
But very unfortunately that they could not walk till the end.
所以说我们的信仰如果能够把起初的信心坚持到底，我们就在神的恩典里面有份了。
So if we can hold on to the faith that we have in the very beginning till the end, then we will have part in the Lord Jesus Christ.
希伯来书里面谈到说很多人跟着摩西出埃及了。
The Hebrews tells us that many people follow Moses out of Egypt.
他们在40年当中看到神很多的作为。
And within 40 years, they witnessed many, great works of God.
但是后来神说这些人没有办法进到我的安息。
But at the end, God said that these people cannot enter into my rest.
因为说他们心里迷糊竟不晓得神的作为。
Because God said their heart is confused, they don't know about the works of God.
因为他们存着不信的心。
For they did not believe.
把永生的神离弃了。
They forsaken the God of heaven.
所以他们看到很多神的作为，但是后来不断的试探埋怨。
Though they have witnessed many works of God, but they continue to complain and they tempt God.
神说一开始他是很厌烦。
In the beginning, God said that he detests all these.
后来他就发怒。
At the end, he grew angry.
最后他就起誓。
And at the end, he swore.
说这世代的人断不可进到我的安息里面。
Saying that the generation, the people of this generation can never enter into my rest.
所以说我们要常常彼此互相的劝勉。
Therefore, we need to encourage each other.
不要被迷惑心里刚硬
Don't be, confused and become grew hard in our hearts.
应当凭着信心忍耐到底。就能够在神的国里面有份。
And we have to hold on to our faith and endure to the end, then we can take part in the kingdom of God.
看希伯来书第十章。
If we turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
25节。
Verse 25.
35节。
Verse
35. 希伯来书十章35节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心。因为存这样心必大得赏赐。36节。
36。
所以你们要忍耐使你们行完了神的旨意就可以得着所应许的。37节。
37。
还有一点点的时候要来的就来并不迟延。38节。
38。
只是一人必因信得生他若退后我心里就不喜悦他。39节。
39。
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人。 乃是有信心啊，以致灵魂得救的人。所以保罗说啊，我们不是已经得到了。
Paul says that it is not that we have already obtained.
我们乃是向着前面的标杆啊，一直奔跑。
But we are going after the goal, what is ahead of it.
要一直到了主的台前啊，领受公义的冠冕为止。
Until the moment we come before the Lord to receive the crown of life.
所以要忘记背后，一直努力向前奔跑。
Therefore, we need to forget our past and continue to run forward.
所以说，我们要存着勇敢的心啊，奔跑到底，就能够得大赏赐。
Therefore, we need to keep a courageous heart, continue to run to the end to receive the
reward. 如果我们后退了，神就不喜悦。
If we were to shrink or falter,then God will not be pleased.
所以我们是一直努力前进啊，一直奔跑到最后领受公义冠冕的。
So we continue to strive forward until the very end, until we receive the crown of glory.
哈，愿我们大家互相勉励。
So this is for our mutual encouragement.
我们来唱诗363首。
Now let's sing hymn number 363. Send